I guess not.
Going over the film today, just what have you seen about the game yesterday?
I mean, just the same things that we talked about after the game. I mean, we knew we didn't make the plays that we needed to make to win. So, you know, now seeing, I mean, it one play here, one play there, it goes either way. So, you just got to move forward and know that, you know, with these last two games, you know, we got to make the plays. And that's plain and simple. You know, we're playing the Ravens. It's always a physical game, you know, playing those guys. And, you know, now we're moving on and looking forward to playing those guys.
As much as you move on, as quickly as you move on, the team does a pretty good job. Yesterday's game, though, was a little bit tougher to move on from.
Not really. I mean, to be honest, for me, you know, you watch the tape, you know, you see the good things, you see the bad things, and then you close the page, turn the page on it, close the book, that's it, it's over with. We lost the game. Now we move on to the next opponent who, you know, they're a good team, and they kind of had some momentum going for them the last 5-6 weeks. And, you know, they're playing better football now than they were in the beginning of the season. So, you know, now we just have to move into that game plan and focus on them.
Rob, you guys have played a lot of games like that have been close where, you know, you're relying on something to happen at the end. I
mean, yeah.
Does it feel like, you know, maybe you guys are playing with fire a little bit there for the last few weeks and you maybe got burned a little bit this time?
Well, I mean, every NFL football game comes down to a few plays. You know, there's a handful of plays that are going to go for you or against you. And, you know, if you don't make those plays, then you lose the football game. So, you know, I think in every game, even, you know, a game where it's kind of a blowout, there's a few plays there that, you know, it could go the other way if they're not made or, you know. So, again, I think that for us really, you know, it comes down to making the key plays at the end there and, you know, winning the game. And if you don't do that, then you lose.
Do you think part of the reason the game has been so close? I think Brady talked about this one in reference to Gronkowski. Was the margin of error has gotten smaller because of the injuries that you guys have had?
Well, I mean, in the NFL, the margin of error is small to begin with. Yeah. So any time that, you know, you play a good team, I mean, Miami was a good team, and you got to give them credit for the things that they were able to do. And, you know, there's always a battle out there. So really it comes down to, you know, who's executing those plays the best, and that's going to be the team that wins the game. So, you know, again, there's always, you know, something that is going to happen in a game that, you know, if you make the play, then you win the game. You don't make it, then you lose. And, you know, it comes down to just making those plays. And, again, you know, you can't make excuses for who's here and who's not and, you know, guys that got hurt. You got to play with, you know, who's on the field and who's playing, you know, at that time.
You guys have played more of those games than anybody else. I think it's 10. And you guys, it's weird. You guys in the Texans are the worst record in the league. Most one-possession games. Is there a reason for that?
Well, I mean, it comes down to the end there. And, you know, I'm happy that we're able to come out with the wins there at the end. And, you know, I think that builds mental toughness and character. And, you know, there's definitely no quitting us. And we're going to play as hard as we possibly can until the end.
The last two games, you guys had a chance to clinch a playoff berth. Mm-hmm. Hasn't happened. Does that get discouraging when you look back? Okay, that's two chances.
Not really. I just look at the next opportunity to play another game. And, you can't get discouraged in the NFL. I mean, if you do, then it's not going to help you the next week and win a football game. So for us, you know, stay positive and, you know, it's not the end of the world for me. We're going to move on and we're going to play another game, and that's the way the NFL works. That's it.
Looking forward to a real nice, hospitable environment.
Oh, Baltimore, they love us. Yeah, you know, they enjoy our company, and, you know, the fans are they're great and they're welcoming, and, you know, it's always fun. Thanks.